It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and I'm telling you, there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. Yes, it really is that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. All you need to do is sign up for their free football survivor pool. And the way you do that is by downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and using promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, James Franklin made some news in the last couple of days talking about spring football, or as he put it, winter football. And I wanted to go over this with you. It's been the talk from the start of this cancellation of the Big Ten season in the fall that they were going to point in the Big Ten towards a spring season and still get football in. First question always has to be, is it realistic to think there will be a spring football season?
Well, you know, first of all, I think we have to decide how we're going to refer to this, Jim. I'm going to die on the hill of a spring semester football season, because a season that starts in January or early February would, of course, be during the winter, not during the spring, or it would maybe cross seasons, if you will. But yeah, to me, is a spring semester season realistic? So I've really gone back and forth on this over the last couple of days. There's a part of me that says, if you don't think it's healthy and safe to play college football right now because of the unknowns short-term and long-term with the pandemic, are we really going to know that much more by the time you have to start getting ready for a spring semester season, which would be roughly, Jim, based on some of the models we've seen, right around the time you would be typically doing bowl game practices, and or typically right around the time you would be actually finishing your bowl game and at your regular season, you'd actually be starting in that, you know, late December, early January window. It just confuses me to no end that we think we're going to know a lot more. I mean, you would hope so. You would hope that in the science community that in 6 months we would know more. But let's be honest, Jim, this thing's been around, you know, in the United States, you know, since the earlier parts of the year. And certainly, I guess you could target it late February, early March. And there's still conflicting information out there. Hell, we can't even get doctors in five Power Five college sports conferences to agree on, you know, whether or not the heart issues are a big deal and whether or not, you know, it is safe to play college football. So if we can't get the college sports doctors on the same page, and we have medical community that's divided on things, and, you know, we have tests that sometimes produce false positives, I would like to think that we'll have a better landscape for dealing with this thing and maybe be close to a vaccine by the time you have to start working on a spring semester college football season. But, you know, at the same time, it's easy to be pessimistic and just say, you know, this doesn't seem feasible. And so it will be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. I mean, if I was a betting man, which I am, and I love DraftKings, so shout out to them, I would say it strikes me as possible, but probably unlikely, that we see a spring semester college football season. But Jim, I know you're rooting for it. I know our listeners are rooting for it. I am too. So let's keep our fingers crossed and see how all this shakes out. There are just a lot of questions that need to be answered. And it's hard to imagine that we're going to suddenly have all these answers that we didn't have now by the time you have to start getting ready for a spring semester season.
Well, let's take a look at some of those questions, Greg. And it appears they're trying to thread that needle between pushing the season back far enough where they'll feel confident it's safe to play and doing it early enough that it won't affect the 2021 fall season. You know, James Franklin said as much. The goal would be to make things as normal as possible, as quickly as possible, which would be in 2021. I would argue that the biggest piece of information they're going to get between now and then will be what happens in the Southeast Conference and the Big 12 and the ACC if they play. If they play and it works out, that's got to be an indicator that you could play. If they try to have their season and it fails miserably, that tells you just the opposite. So is that not one of the huge variables that you'll have an answer to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly is one of them. And again, that's why I just will never be able to understand why the Big Ten and the Pac-12 felt like they had to do what they did right now before the other conferences were at a point of making a decision. I mean, I guess on one hand, I understand that if your medical community and experts that you're relying on don't think it's going to happen, you might as well just pull the Band-Aid off and do what they did and not continue to string the coaches and student athletes along. But on the flip side, you again have forfeited basically a month's worth of time to see what happens. You know, obviously there's been a lot of talk about new testing and rapid testing, and maybe that'll be available sooner than expected. We'll see how that all shakes out. And of course, there's questions related to reliability and things with all of these tests. So, you know, but that was kind of the big problem. And now the ramifications are obviously significant for a number of reasons: recruiting, practice time. You know, James Franklin obviously was very outspoken about the fact that he thinks 12 hours a week to be with his players during this time when they're not playing is not right, and that it should be 20 hours. And I happen to agree with him. I just think that if you're going to tell the kids it's not safe to play games, but it is safe to still have practices and lifting and conditioning and film sessions and stuff like that, Jim, then why can't they just have more time with their coaches and more time around that support system? Because you're saying it's safe to do that. If you're going to give 12 hours, what's the difference between 12 and 20? So to me, it's a difference of allowing these guys 8 more hours of time to be around mentors and people who they trust and people who they want to spend time with. So I just think that, there's just been... The hurry-up approach by the Big Ten really kind of threw things for a loop, obviously. I'm not saying anything profound there, but that's the other problem, too. How many games do these other conferences get through, Jim? What do we do? So if the SEC plays, I mean, this is just the example of how disastrous this could get. What if the SEC plays 8 games, Jim, but the ACC only plays 4? Neither one played a complete season, so are they going to be able to play a spring semester season 2, maybe a shortened one, or how is this going to work? It is just, there's so many questions to answer, and the logistics of it just don't seem readily apparent to me at this point.
My guess is nobody's going to stop if it were to occur that the ACC only plays 4 games and the Pac-12 and Big Ten play spring football. My suspicion is the ACC would be allowed to play, and it would be their call whether they do that or not. So, and we're going to have plenty of time to talk about that Big Ten decision. There's so many things, tidbits that keep coming out, one of which, and I don't want to get into it now, but allegedly Kevin Warren's going to talk to players and coaches, and, you know, way too little, way too late as far as that goes. But let's talk about this winter spring season that James Franklin talked about, which I'm intrigued by it. If they would start, say, in the January time frame, use the domes that are available in the Midwest, say in Minnesota, Detroit, Indianapolis, start in January where people still are in football mode. You're sitting home, you're watching the NFL playoffs. I'm intrigued by that. And you can get a season in relatively quickly and hopefully not affect the fall 21 season. And it appears James Franklin, Sandy Barber, I guess, also came out and gave it her blessing. Why not do it, Greg, if you can, if the medical advisors say yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you have clearance from the healthcare community, then yeah, you might as well do it. And let's be honest, nobody has to like it, but it would be about money as much as anything else and trying to get as much TV money as you can. Keep in mind, university's fiscal year does not run to January 1 to December 31. It runs from, you know, July to July or June to June, whatever. You know, it's on a different calendar than the typical, you know, monthly calendar. So you would have a chance in the spring to get your fiscal year, this fiscal year that we're currently in, somewhat right by playing a season and at least getting some money in from the TV network. So I think that's something to keep in mind too about why this will be pushed for so far. It's not just because we all want to watch football and players and coaches want to play and coach. It's also because, you know, again, as much as they can do to get some revenue in the coffers of these athletic departments and universities that are clearly hurting for money, the better off everybody is going to be. So keep that in mind, too, when we talk about all this. It has as much to do with the money side of things as anything. But to me, if you get the clearance from the medical folks to say, go ahead and do this, it's going to be okay, not just from a coronavirus perspective, but also from a health and safety perspective of playing more games. You know, there's been a lot of the talk about, well, you can't have guys play two seasons. I just don't really quite get that. I mean, keep in mind, let's think about, Jim, a normal year. And 2020 was the farthest thing from a normal year. So, but, you know, usually the bowl game ends, maybe they have a couple weeks off, then they start lifting and conditioning, then winter workouts begin, right into spring practice, then back to lifting and conditioning, summer workouts with player-led voluntary workouts, then summer camp, then the season, and it all starts all over again. I realize most of those times there's not a lot of contact, but, and so you'd be adding some contact if you played regular season in the spring semester and then regular season in the fall semester. But if you shorten both of them, I think you get it to a point where teams are really not playing any more games than what a team who goes all the way to the college football playoff in a normal year would. So you have all that time in between as well, between the two seasons. So I just think that's more manageable and more doable than what maybe some people are making it out to be. But ultimately, we'll see. It's going to be fascinating to hear over the next couple of weeks what these plans are. And the other thing, just real quick, Jim, with the domes, it's going to be a fight, I think, between football and basketball if basketball decides they want to establish some kind of conference bubble situation too.
It's great that James Franklin, a coach, and Sandy Barber, an athletic director, want to play in the winter/spring. I'll feel better if one of the presidents came out and said they wanted to play because they're the decision makers. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around for Ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.